Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. Tonight's episode is entitled Recovery from the Empirical Lie. We walk by faith, not by sight. And so I'm going to be speaking tonight about Joshua and the disaster at AI, as you all know, and what happened to Joshua's heart after that disaster at AI and what he felt. And so there is this incredible scene that the writer has skillfully written for us, and we get to see another side of Joshua, because Joshua had fallen for the empirical lie. That is what we see. That is the human viewpoint, human perception. And you and I, as believing ones, are told by the Word of God that we do not walk by empiricism. We walk by faith. And in Hebrews 11:1, we read, quote, "Now faith," or pistis, and this word, faith, or pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, is a noun of action in the Greek text. It is a noun of action. Now faith is, and notice the state of being verb. Is a state of being verb. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the word hope in Greek means confident expectation toward the future. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence, this is a legal term, and the evidence of things, notice the word, of things not seen. So this is the definition of faith in the biblical doctrine. Whereas in the Greek New Testament and English New Testament, the writers will give us definitions. In the Old Testament, we will see concrete actions. Concrete actions that signify or demonstrate faith. So, we have the wonderful Hebrew with his very pictorial, picturesque language. Hebrew is concrete. The Greek is cerebral or cognitive, and these two are wonderful together. Now let me read Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, that is to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, of the state of being verb, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, the language, by saying, Teo, it means to order one's steps, to order one's steps. We order our steps by faith, or pistis. And so we follow pistis, not the pierces, not by sight, because you and I know the limitations, or we should know the limitations of your perception. We cannot know all. We cannot see all. And along with our perception of the event or our prejudices, of which we are largely unconscious of our own innate intrinsic prejudices, which allows for a certain interpretation of an event or events. Whereas, which are also coupled with not only prejudices, but prejudices that involve hubris or pride. And so it is for our own good that we do not walk by empiricism, but by faith. The Bible is very explicit about the definition of faith, and nowhere in the biblical literature or the documents do we read that faith is a leap into the dark. That is not faith. The Bible, in the Word of God, has a substantive or appropriate object, and the appropriate object of our faith is God. Faith is a noun of action. Just as the Greek term for love, agape, is a noun of action. So these are very important terms. Love is a noun of action. Faith is also a noun of action. In fact, let me say at this point that there are very few passive verbs in the Greek New Testament. Very few passive verbs in the Greek Testament. The faith is dynamic, purposeful, and so the writer in the book of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 6 that without faith it is impossible to please God. You cannot please God without faith. God is not moved by our most eloquent arguments, our most succinct, our most erudite arguments. God is moved by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Joshua did recover from the disaster of Ai, and I am so thankful that he did not go to a counselor. I am so thankful that Joshua was confronted by God. And Joshua chapter 7, verse 6 reads, "Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there till evening. The elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads. And Joshua said, 'Ah, sovereign Lord, why did you ever bring the people across the Jordan to deliver us to the hands of the Amorites to destroy us?'" And here, and then we have Joshua's if-only theology. If only, if only, if only, if only. The text only says, if only we had been content to stay, to remain on the other side of the Jordan. Oh Lord, what can I say now and Israel has been routed by its enemies. So Joshua has this argument before God, and it is very emotional, and it is filled with emotional content. It is filled with human viewpoint. And God, in verse 10, rebukes Joshua for wallowing in human viewpoint. Here's the thing about human viewpoint. It can be self-fulfilling. It is based on, well, it's based on pride. It is self-defeating. It can lead to depression. And so God says something very powerful to Joshua, verse 10. The Lord says to Joshua, stand up. Why, what are you doing down on your face? God says, Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things, they have stolen, they have lied, they have put them with their own possessions. Joshua did not know that sin and camp, because there was sin in camp, there was a power. And so the people of God were defeated. So there must be examination of what went on within the camp. Someone had violated the covenant through human viewpoint thinking, seeking to enrich oneself if something was taken, and he paid for his sin. And look what happened. Achan did what he did in secret. Please understand that our hidden sins do not have hidden results. Please understand we suffer because of our hidden sins, and those within our environment or those within our periphery suffer too. Joshua is told by God, this is why you cannot stand until you remove it. Sin has to be removed, because that's the imperative of God. Joshua is made aware by God of the imperative of I. Joshua, who is a real man of God, understands what God is saying to him. And then he stands up. In the morning, present yourselves tribe by tribe to Joshua. And he goes back into divine viewpoint thinking. Now he is free to do the will of God. Now he can exercise that faith that pleases God. Now he can do the will of God from the heart. Please read this carefully and understand how you, if needed, can recover from the empirical lie and live a life of faith that is well-pleasing to God. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.